might actually be better.
I know, that's why I suggested it, Dwight, please.
I know. I'm agreeing with you, Ryan. This is me. This is what it's like when I agree with you.
Terry's got me on edge. I'm sorry, Dwight. I apologize.
What did I do?
Terry's got me. My bones rattled, so I'm sorry.
He's got a berry's fast.
My berries are fully rasped right now, guys. I gotta go take a cold shower. Look at the tits on that thing.
Yeah. Talking about Ryan?
What? Oh, no.
You're all like, look at the tits on that thing.
That thing. That thing. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 96.
96.
We're doing a different format to see. Hopefully. Hopefully it'll work out good.
I say yes. I mean, best idea I've ever had.
Best idea you've ever had. Yes. Not the best so I've ever had, but you know, whatever.
What do you mean you had?
I said not the best idea I've ever had.
Well,
my best idea was Velcro on shoelaces.
That's true. That was all you. I remember helping you market that.
That was
Terry was a skeptic, but he came around.
I used to call them D-Zips. But
decided, that's true. But they didn't like that because they were like, well, your shoes are falling off when it gets D-Zipped.
Is it an A-Zip?
And that's what he said.
No.
And it's like, bam.
Is it a B-Zip?
Damn, you know, he
What I don't know if Ryan's internet can handle this right now.
What happened?
You were like mid, like, and then you came back like halfway through, like, sentence, all animated still.
It's not important because you can't. They can't see. As long as you can hear me, that's all that matters.
No, we couldn't hear you is the thing.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It just cut out.
Yeah, it just cut out that one point, and you were like this. And then you came back and you were still all
he
like...
He was doing the great Deku tree.
The great Deku tree.
Or modeling for things. Anyway, what were we talking about previously?
So if it isn't already obvious, we are in a Google Hangout by ourselves. We're not recording it. We just figured it'd be better for the podcast if we could see each other doing things. Terry's yawning.
And it's just you're so boring.
I know.
Terry's got a little mustache going on right there.
I too, Terry. We're mustache brothers, yeah?
We're mustache brothers, yeah?
We're like the Mario twins?
No.
This is about as good as it's going to get for me. And then it just
I
stops.
I have to cut my hair. Yeah. It's unprofessional for a banker.
You should
Hi,
see...
welcome to Wells Fargo.
You've seen Nick's hair, right, Ryan?
Welcome to Wells Fargo.
Home of the Wells Fargo.
I know. I was trying to get like...
Sad minimum wage.
Yeah, no, I don't... Did I tell you last week? They called me and were like... Ryan, we want to inform you, we raised the minimum wage, and I immediately hung up, and I said, like, out loud, I was like, I haven't made minimum wage since I was 16 years old, and it was $9.25. Here in New Mexico, I think they just raised it to, like, maybe $7.75 or $8 or something, and they still have that rule where
for years.
If you're a if you're a waiter, you make, like, $2.15 plus, and then you get tips.
Yeah, that's awful.
Whereas in California, you make minimum wage and you get tips.
Mm-hmm. And it's still not enough.
Well, it depends. If you got like massive hands, then you probably get a lot of tips.
Boy, if you're a girl.
Alex didn't see my massive hand gesture.
Boop.
Alex, this.
Yeah,
do you see it now?
Okay. Yeah, you see it.
See, Ryan got lots of tips. Why are you leaning back for? Oh, this doesn't entice you. How about this?
How about one of these?
All right, focus. We're not.
This guy's coming.
We're not what?
He's gone.
We're not frozen.
Not looking
you
at each other.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you hear what
Ryan.
I said?
Ryan, you yes. should change your settings on the Google Hangout for like low bandwidth.
How do I do that?
In the little cog there, I believe.
Got it. I figured it out, Dwight. I'm not... Oh, my God!
What'd you do? I figured it out, Dwight! And then his video's gone.
That's the lowest bandwidth. If I go to the lowest bandwidth, it just puts out your guys' things and turns me into like Ronald McDonald.
What is this?
It looks like big old lips.
What is that? What's that music video?
I know what you're talking about. Like,
okay,
come
on. What is it?
Shit.
Take on me.
Yes, take on me. That's exactly what it looks like.
Oh, now I can't see you guys. Oh, I have to click on you individually to see you.
Hey, you're back. You're colored again.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
You resemble that remark?
Oh.
Let me read on the gaggle what to do here.
There's nothing you can do, Ryan.
Except get better internet.
Not possible. I live in a 60-year-old home.
So yeah. Steam's doing this indie spring sale thing, and I want like all of them.
Really? Because like I was looking through there, and all the ones that I would want, I already have. And there's not many.
Oh, look at Dwight. What
games
money?
Are you looking at?
It's millions.
I know.
No,
what tickles
what
your
do you
fancy,
mean
Jay?
Millions? All the games that I want and already own are like a dollar right now.
Got Euro Truck. You got Hotline. Super Meat Boy I never played, so I want that.
I actually just picked that up, yeah.
10 million, I want that. Grimrock, I wanted that for a while. No Time to Explain. What else? Retro City I have. To the Moon. Puddle, which people keep telling me to get, but it's only because it's Puddles.
Yeah.
Runner 2. Oregon Trail is a bunch of stuff.
Wait, is Runner 2 on sale right now?
Yeah.
Apparently it's Oregon Trail.
To the Moon isn't really a game, it's just a story.
Yeah, I know, but I want it.
Fucking, that's... Proteus was the same way, goddammit. I fell...
Proteus wasn't even a story.
No, I fell in a goddamn marketing ploy.
There was no marketing ploy.
The game is 50 cents off. Bit Trip Runner 2. Nah, it's on sale. 50 cents off.
Yeah, it's on sale.
Yeah.
I have to have it.
Get it now or it will never be that price again.
Euro Truck Simulator 2 is on sale, 50% off. It's $20 right now. It's not
bad. What are you doing?
Hi, Ryan. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I see you watching something over there.
Yeah, so?
Don't do that. You put your attention to your friends right here.
I'm listening.
Right here.
Mom always told me if you want to talk to somebody, you look them in the eyeballs.
Right in the eyeballs.
What if you're on the phone?
What's that? Is that a bomb?
Are you threatening us?
Are you threatening me?
He's Cuban after all.
Oh, it's a razor.
He's not talking. Do you guys hear that?
Maybe yeah, I saw his lips moving. I didn't hear
maybe
it.
Maybe he cut his cord. Did he?
That'd be funny as shit. He was threatening us with a razor. I cut his mic cord.
I made a huge mistake.
Would you say to me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe I'll teach you.
That'll teach us. That's sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Cubans, man. You never know where they got a knife.
I have like 30 of these because I accidentally take them from work.
Ryan! I wasn't even looking at the screen. I was just like, hey! The same idea. Yeah, we put up air quotes.
Just hoarding razors at home.
We both put up air quotes separately, not looking at the TV, rolling our eyes.
They're for Ryan. So the next time he goes into work, he's like, hi. He just cut himself in front of customers.
I'll be in one sec.
I just do it for attention. Been going this way, so don't worry about me.
Can I help you open accounts? Maybe for a funeral fund?
Maybe to put some money.
What's that? You don't want one? You start cutting faster.
Look,
what do you mean you don't want
that? I don't handle rejection well. I'm not saying I don't mind being rejected. I'm conflicted, you know?
He says all this while cutting himself.
I like Flock of Seagulls.
That's good. Tell us more of your favorite bands. That's actually a question someone submitted. What is everybody's favorite band?
Ooh, my favorite band. What genre? Like, it's gotta go by genre here.
Genre.
They didn't specify. They just said favorite band and singer.
Ask them.
It was 27 minutes ago.
Ask them.
Oh, he's demanding you.
In this world of connectivity, they're there.
They're, look at this. Yeah.
It's like we're all.
And gone.
He's gone. It's funny. Like,
oh, what?
Oh, we're at Ford.
Six words.
I don't like how to see you guys.
Who do I want to look at? Terry, of course.
Hey, look at Terry.
You answered your own question.
Screenshot.
Know what we're saying? Oh, in the world of activity.
You were the one talking.
Guys, it's interrupted me rudely.
Oh,
he's there. We're in the same room as. God damn it, Terry! I have to switch to somebody else. Did he answer yet?
What?
Who?
Did he answer yet?
Oh, he
did
really
answer
me?
What?
In this world of connectivity.
The guy, he's going to ask what genre of music.
Wow. Does that matter?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently it does to Ryan, because he's not letting it go.
All right, so you mean to tell me you can narrow every type of... You can tell me your favorite person.
My favorite person? You want me to break it down by race? No,
just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one.
80s, 90s, 2000s, today... 50s?
All
let me talk.
Time.
All rap, okay. That's
rap,
time.
Pop? Country? Rock? Classical?
All of those, yes.
Folk music.
Folk music?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
You wanted a genre, Ryan. I gave it to you.
I tell you my answer. Beautiful sounds of nature.
Three.
Oh, no. Like, go outside.
Oh. Well, like, go outside and put your headphones in? I don't understand.
That's not true. I'm talking like go to the woods. I hate outside here. I want to be in some greenage. The beautiful redwoods.
Got a question from Adam R. It says, what's the strangest fan mail that you guys have received?
Somebody... sent me a Twitter mess or not Twitter, YouTube about that time we said send me piss.
A bottle of pills.
Somebody said they wanted my piss or my address so they could send me piss. That's mine.
Well, oh, they're that type of fan, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
It's for cataloging.
Chickens.
The chicken magazine was probably the strangest. Everything that we've received so far has been filmed, so.
So watch it.
Yeah.
Or die.
And make up your own decision. The chicken thing was probably the strangest, but probably the most unique thing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, Ryan, you just said something, but it cut you off.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for the most part.
Most of the time.
Anytime you go to explain or answer a question, they'll know. Well, but anytime you're checking.
Anytime you want to say something.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, he's gone.
Shut up.
Hell what? Hell on? Is it hell?
Can we help?
I have to turn up my bandwidth or it defeats the purpose. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to deal with it.
No, technically, you're going to have to deal with it because every time we're going to be like, what?
I don't care. I'll repeat myself. Alex is gone for me.
No, he's not.
I'm right here. See? You look hi.
I just see his icon still.
No, no. Broke is me. Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, Alex, it looks like you're stuck. I'm exiting.
Oh. Yep. No, yes, you he's are. Gone.
Why?
Coming back in.
Oh.
Brace yourself. He's coming back.
I answered that with a lot of things going on in my computer.
I had a very strange moment just now in my head. Tyler, this pertains to you. Your brother tweeted me asking me what character do you think they should add in the next Super Smash Brothers, and I'm like, I was just about to say, hey, this guy has the same last name. Oh, yeah, that's him.
Coincidence there, I think.
And so your brother
and his
asked,
first name is Matt, too.
Your brother Matt asked, what character do you think they should add in the next Super Smash Bros? Any input there? For me, I think that they should add in the blue Yoshi.
You can change his color.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't. You broke up again? What?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
What should they add?
Mega Man.
Hell yeah.
I guess so. I was just thinking. I was like, was that a Nintendo property? But yeah.
Knuckles? No, Knuckles would be... Imagine his jump.
No.
Silver. Huh? Who's with me? Huh?
No.
They give him a surfboard?
Huh? Tyler, what do you think?
Maybe some skates?
Trying to think.
He could be a silver skater surfer.
Tyler wants more Pigmen. He loves Pigmen.
Pigmen?
Pikmin. But Pigmen.
I do enjoy bacon.
Who doesn't?
They talk about like zombie Pigmen from like Minecraft.
little like Pikmins.
But they have the main character there already.
They have all of them.
And Tyler Pikmin. Used to use that character occasionally when he wasn't using Link.
Not me, no.
In a Phoenix ride in there. Professor Layton.
Awful.
Jacob did, though.
Oh, maybe that's what. It's all about Ness, man. I don't care who they add. As long as they leave Ness in the game, it's game on, bitches.
You know what? I think, actually, I mean, in all honesty, Mega Man, that's...
That's awesome.
That's sort of it, right? Like, that would be the best character for them to add?
I agree.
Because they've added all the other ones.
Yeah.
If they're not too busy raping Mega Man repeatedly.
Raping, you say?
What?
Yeah, no. Like they canceled. What was it? They canceled that one game that you like,
Mega Man Legends 3.
That.
Let's get it.
No, and then they made a was it iOS? I don't know, another phone game of Mega Man for its anniversary.
That's a great
whatever.
Loss there, an iOS Mega Man game.
No, but it's like, have you played it?
No,
I almost bought it.
Why would I have played it? Worst. I don't have an iPhone game, because and I wouldn't trust a Mega Man iPhone game anyway.
No, I was going to pick the Droid. There was a Droid one I was going to pick up the other day.
That's what they made to celebrate Mega Man's anniversary or whatever. And it was the worst piece of crap ever.
He like, had an anniversary?
It's an iPhone game.
You get married.
iPhone games don't necessarily have to be bad.
But they are.
I'm a master of Tempo Run.
What about Temple Run 2?
What about
I ran my record is 30 million points.
Very good. Let's move on, Alex. What about Mega Man's?
Okay, speaking of iOS games all of a sudden, apparently they're going to port Jet Set Radio to iOS, which I don't understand at all. How is that going to work?
Well, they'll port it over and then you play it on your phone.
It's going to be awful without a controller.
A lot of games that get ported over are just awful without a controller. Like any racing game on the phone. Mm-hmm. Those are all awful.
Tilt your phone to turn.
You didn't tilt fast enough.
You didn't tilt fast enough, and you moved your phone half an inch. You flew circles into a wall, and now you're heading in the wrong direction, and there's no way to turn around because your car just goes because you don't have a controller that controls how fast you go.
The car just goes sideways.
The problem with that is that it's all relative to basically how big your device is. So, like, something this small, you turn it a little bit, that axis is going to, you know. But if you got something big, you could turn it a lot, and you could do more fine-tuning shit. But...
So you're saying people, tablets have...
Tablets have an advantage, sure. But I'm saying, like, the developers need to compensate for that. Why not just make it to, so when you do crank it over like that, it doesn't, you know, veer you off the side of the road?
Who does that?
Haven't you seen any commercial with motion device steering things?
For the Wii.
I don't lie. You guys know that when you play Battlefield... Your hands are going like this. Like, occasionally you are terrified and you dive out of the way of the TV. Come on. No one plays that animated? I do. No. I'm always scared I'm going to get shot.
So well, you yank your controller?
He's just...
Yeah, that protects you, don't you know?
Generally, I just run. Just hold the controller and use the stick and run away.
On crazy games, I'll actually be standing up by the time the game's over.
Yeah, I can't play standing up.
I can't either. I used to be able to lay down on the floor and play when I was a kid.
What, on your stomach?
No, like on my back. Like I'll just lay down on the ground and look up at the TV and play like that.
I gotta be sitting up straight.
Yeah, now I have to be sitting up straight. I can't just lay on the floor anymore.
It's always on the edge of the seat. Like, I can't lean back and play, like, something aggressive. You got to, like, sit up and be like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. I'll start. Every night I start slouched back in my nice chair.
And then you end up standing up.
I lose the first game, and I'm like, all right, well, that's a warm-up game. And then I adjust. I'm like, straight
all
up.
Right. Perfect. Loosened up.
And then shit happens. Tyler knows. Tyler, on the regular, watches me wreck shit in Halo.
Because usually I'm trying to beat you to it.
Can't.
I'm trying.
Alex and I
ask you something. Yeah. When you yelled, "Ride or die, bitch!" Were you standing up?
No, but I had just sat up. Like that was it. Because that's when the game first started for me. Like, we had been playing Jets, and I kind of leaned back and, like, take it easy on Jets, because I can't fly those fucking things. I just kind of wing it.
The round is starting. I end up on a bike with some random person.
And I shoot him in the back. Run or die, bitch! And he just takes off like he heard me. And takes me right to the enemy's flag.
Then you hop off and you're like, you will wait here.
He hopped off and I switched to the driver's seat. And I picked him up and then we got blown the fuck up by a tank.
How many fucks did you give?
Not a one.
Three portly fingers.
Three portly figures. Is that pigs? Are we going pig figures?
I hate him.
Okay. You know what? That's fair. That's fair, right?
Oh, you're getting attacked by something.
Ryan! Don't come back to California! There's earthquakes everywhere, man!
Oh no, Alex is getting put into a sinkhole!
I'm so scared! A sinkhole. You gotta look out for Florida and those deadly mountain attacks.
The mountain attacks?
You never see them coming.
Why,
which is ironic because it's a mountain.
Yay!
What color is your room?
It's like tan.
It looks orange.
And then the ceiling is chocolate.
It looks orange as well.
Yes, it's the way to balance.
Oh, it's like it's not white at all. It's orange. Try telling. I got what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Does anyone else think he's colorblind?
How many doors are behind you, Tyler? It's like a wall of doors.
there's like, okay, there's like two
windows. He steps on a redstone switch, and they all just like...
So there's one window, then there's another window just off to the side here.
There's the doors, asshole.
Oh, I'm getting to the other doors. Then there's the door out. Then there's the bathroom. There are four doors within, like...
How many doors are behind you? Well, let me tell you how many windows there are first.
Making me sick.
We'll just go down the line on this one.
Terry, your room looks fabulous. You have, like, a bookshelf. Like, you're intelligent. Like, your bed is, like, smooth black colors.
No. Notice how he said, like, you're intelligent, Terry.
Well, they're like
super smart.
Wearing a white shirt to contrast from your black chair and your black self.
it's just contrast is important.
Right? You got like some framed ass pictures up there. They could be comic books. I don't know, or your own drawings for all I know. But it looks classy from here.
I'll never tell.
These are secrets I will take to the grave with me.
Alex. I like your chest hairs.
My own, but only five.
I have a pair of my own.
I have my own, you see.
I have one, two, three, four, five, yep.
I do, it's true, I named them.
But I will never tell you their names.
Okay.
For little Joe.
Or else they'll get sent back to the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Austin Namikaze asks, you guys quiet? Ever watch Gurren Lagann or Evangelion? He says, I'm curious since you've been curious since you've been watching Code Goose and all. I haven't.
I'm the only one that finished that. That Terry, was like
what's this goose?
Months ago.
It's code geese, but
code goose? Code, we got a code mongoose. Do you copy a code mongoose?
Got a code goose.
Yes, Terry, yes, we have seen it.
Gurren Lagann especially, yes.
Many times. Will not ever finish Evangelion.
Haven't.
That is just the most annoying anime I can possibly think of.
Haven't.
Yeah, I know, Ryan.
The only real non-mainstream anime that I've watched was Berserker, and it's incredible. Or Berserk, whatever.
Still have not seen that.
Amazing. I even read the manga.
One day.
Manga?
You read the manga.
You want to be all...
Just went all backwards and shit, and I got all sorts of confused. People were dead, and then they were alive mysteriously by getting sliced in half. Or put back together, technically, but... Really.
Who died and who came back?
If you read it the wrong way, you know you'd start at the end.
Oh.
God, I'm sorry.
The plane was put back together, and then it took off from the beach. And everybody was fine.
Lost. That was lost.
I was so confused. Now, this book don't make no sense, but these are some awesome pictures, and that kind of looks like a gangbang.
But it's
why
cool,
you keep
though?
Checking over your shoulder?
Nah, she's putting her clothes on.
I don't know. It's habit. I grew up in the hood, Tyler.
And he works at a bank.
Why? In a rough part of town.
Not really. I work in a very nice part of town, but I have worked in two rough parts of town, so I'm very on edge compared to these girls that I work with that just like, you know, they're in a rich neighborhood. It's different. I worked behind bulletproof glass the first year and a half I worked for Wells Fargo.
And that glass saved your life a few times.
No. Probably. We're right off the...
After the first, you know, six robberies, that he doesn't have to try to dodge the bullets.
Yeah, he just has to run faster than the slowest guy.
Well, no, there's and locks. Be
quote, unquote, locks.
We got bulletproof glass. You got locks? Oh.
How big are these locks?
Like Goldilocks, bitch.
Would a pound of C4 override these locks?
Tyler, now you got me all like nervous that there's something over my shoulder.
What's that behind you?
I'm actually making sure Penelope's not chewing up the couch is what I'm doing. She likes to do that.
It looks like it's off the couch. Sit her down and talk to her.
Get her.
I think I've done that. I've sat her down. I've talked to her. I've sat her down. I've been nice to her. I've sat her down. I beat her ass, but it don't work.
Get her a mini couch chew toy. Like a tiny couch.
To train her to chew up the big couch.
I brought home a fire hose. Indestructible quotation marks toy. She destroyed it in 30 minutes.
That's how our dog is now. Ava, our lab, she just tears through stuff.
Yeah. She has a duck, though, that's been a survivor out there. I'm going to have to take it away. She's going to swallow a piece pretty soon. One day we caught her out there, and she had gotten her hands on a lighter and was like playing with it, like throwing it in the air.
It tastes good.
Hey, watch this! Who could I get to?
So bad.
Next thing you know, your dog's spitting fire.
Next or thing is you on know, fire. Your dog's awesome.
Just explodes.
Nah, she'll be fine.
Your dog's Ghost Rider.
Oh, no, wait, you said never mind.
What?
I said crossfire, but I made a mistake.
You'll get caught up in the crossfire.
Fire. Dog starts breathing fire.
What the fuck? It's a fire type dog.
Make a real life Pokemon.
Did you bring out your Pokedex for that?
Man, I wonder how many gigs the Pokedex is now. Because like when it was new, you know, it was probably a couple megabytes because there was only 150 of them. I mean, they were pictures, so those were pretty spacey back in the day.
Pixeled pictures, too.
That's true.
In all honesty, the Pokedex could still be well under a gig.
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's got a whole bunch of shit. Have you played one of the new ones? It's kind of like, it's not.
How big is the Pokedex?
It can't be that big. You can download the game for less than a gig.
I'm talking like if it was real life. Like if you had a real life Pokedex.
And you had a real life, it would be even less.
How big is the real life?
Oh, I think that's
all
it,
is text and tiny little pictures.
They still use tugboats, and not in the new one. It makes, like, sounds. It's got, like, a 3D picture.
The early ones made sounds. Granted, they all sounded like dying Tyrannosaurus Rexes. Just
they all sound exactly the same.
It's like Togepi or something, some goofy looking, like, it's like,
kill me!
Dude, it's like,
they're smiling and shit, though.
Oh, good times.
Oh my god. How big is it?
I can't find it. The Rooster Teeth podcast has been doing this really cool like Google game called Google versus Gavin, where they basically they put in like three words, like a question. They start a question in Google because Google will like auto-complete it, and then they'll give those same three like words or whatever, like how much could, you know, to Gavin.
Chuck wood.
Yeah, and then they'll ask Gavin, is like, well, finish this question, how much could, and then he'll finish it, and then they'll do it in Google, like how much could
Bruce Lee.
And
bench.
Then they take the first thing that Google auto completes, and then they try to guess like who said what. I started typing in like how much space in the Pokedex, or does the Pokedex take up, because I was trying to like rephrase it to make it, you know, work, but the first answer is how much space do chickens need. So how much space do chickens need, guys? Do you know?
Yes,
they need why don't you consult a 6-foot radius.
3 gigs.
3 gigs. That's correct.
Consult all right.
The chicken magazine.
So if you want to do something like this, I think we should just play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder
Dash. I have not played Boulder Dash.
Right, okay, let me look it up. I don't know how to spell it. Boulder Dash.
I got a stream. I can't cut it.
It's a board game.
It is. I know it's a board game, but I've never played it.
It's got a whole board.
Why don't
Just look at it, Terry, before you judge me.
Why don't you tell us what the game is?
No, the game, you draw a card.
Right.
There's like the original version, you draw a card, and then you get a word. You get a word.
Okay, stop interrupting Ryan, okay?
You get a word, and then you have the whoever has the card. Shit, I'm trying to remember. Hold on. Anyway, everybody makes up a definition, and then the person, somebody has to guess which one the real definition is.
So someone has to put the real definition?
Yeah, the person who drew the card puts it in, and then you shake them all up. And then if you were, like, and then it's just like, you have to read it. I can't explain it. I haven't played it in, like, 15 years. But
I'll read the first bit of this on the wiki. Boulder Dash is a board game of bluffing and trivia. Created by blah, blah, blah. Released first, blah, blah, blah. The game is based on a classical parlor game called Fictionary. So basically, you draw a card that has a definition of it, of a word on, yeah? But then you give the word out, yeah? And then everybody writes their own definition of the word. You're just going to keep showing your titties?
You took way too long to explain that. You were very monotone. I heard you read so much more interestingly than you read that paragraph.
I wanted to read the rules so everybody knew.
It was like, I can't even compare it to a teacher. Like, it was just... It was like Miss Miyamoto. You couldn't even understand what she was saying.
What was that? Is that the phone?
Terry fell asleep.
Terry!
Why are you clapping then? If it was so shitty, why do you keep clapping?
You just played Dungeons & Dragons instead.
How'd that taste, Ryan?
Like Dwight's house. I can still smell you in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Terry, you have something in your house that smells like Dwight.
No.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'd have to look around.
I think I have some of his clothes around here.
I've been slowly taking away one shirt every time I go. One article of clothing every time I go over.
I need those back, by the way. I'm running low on things I can wear.
Just take a shirt and wear it.
On my next visit, I'll finally have a pair of socks.
Oh, shit. That's why we all can't hang out.
Because of Terry. Yeah.
I'll get you clothes. I'll get them.
Snatch them pants right off of you.
So that doesn't sound like any fun.
It doesn't, because I didn't pay attention at all.
Dwight, go ahead. Let's do your thing. I don't know if you want to do that or if you were just talking about it.
What? Well, we can't really do it live. The question. I assume you're talking about the Google thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really do it live. I mean, I can, well, I guess we could. You guys could message me on Skype privately. Like, we could go down the line. No? Okay. Ryan's just using his microphone. You don't want to lick that, Ryan.
I know, it tastes like you.
I made sure to rub it all over me before I sent it down to you.
I slept like this.
I kept it in my pillow for a while.
We could just play D&D.
Why do we if have there to was... play something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was suggesting play something, like right this moment. I was just making conversation. It's a podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Stop talking about board games and get back to questions.
Yeah, questions.
Okay.
I pulled away.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Dwight.
You guys can look at the hashtag too.
No, you're the question man.
You're the guy.
What was your question? You are that guy, okay? You are the modern guy. Look at your microphone. How could you not be that guy?
Okay, is everybody done now? I was just waiting for everybody to just get all their nonsense out.
Oh, it's nonsense.
What a fucking asshole. This podcast is over. Specifically.
The questions that I haven't asked yet are ones that we get all the fucking time, or they're just dumb. Or, like, dumb, super dumb, obvious. Yeah. Like, Simon Hernandez, calling you out, on Twitter asks, are you guys excited for Game of Thrones? No.
No.
This week,
I hate that show.
We've expressed numerous times how much we despise that show.
It's only 10 episodes long.
I need more than that.
Ryan, did I tell you I got Katrina hooked on him?
It seems inappropriate.
The hurricane?
I'm not gonna lie, that seems inappropriate.
She watched this episode and was like mortified.
And you saw Taylor's face. Like,
I can't believe you made her watch that. It's like torture.
I didn't make her watch anything. But then she's like, oh, I want to watch those now. And I'm like, are you sure? She's
like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Choose your words carefully.
It's very sexy. Are you sure?
It is very sexy.
If we do this, we must watch it naked.
We do said it with a glass of champagne.
Way. I believe I'm leaving again. Okay.
Naked.
No, you're not. You will return.
Whoop. He'll be back.
My bad. I pressed the wrong button.
I'll turn on this mic and screw you up.
Oh.
Yeah, but then we can mute you. Boop.
Curse you!
Although we wouldn't hear it.
I'm sorry, I hit a vein there.
What? Yes, sure.
I'm potato.
Yes, sure.
You okay, potato orgy?
No, it's potato nothing now.
Potato. What was that?
No, what?
I'm not touching your bottom.
Oh. Well, listen, I'm trying to listen to the teacher to talk about chloroform. You're over here trying to touch my bottom.
Terry's the one who loves touch, but let's admit, it's probably him. There,
you squeeze that butt cheek real good.
Yeah, are we gonna play touch ball when I come into town? I mean, classic rules, of course.
Yes, of course. Gentlemen's rules, of course.
Gentlemen's bet as well?
Of course.
Suspenders and monocles.
Yes, of course. A splash of scotch.
Ryan, you're making me nervous for you. Stop looking over your shoulder.
Seriously, you do it quite often.
It's like
just making sure nobody's breaking in.
Ryan, we can see behind you. If anyone's breaking in, we'll alert you.
We'll go. Ryan, don't. Ryan. No. Even though we're up on the TV.
Don't get in there.
I'm taking it. Spencer's going to be in town this weekend, Terry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was he here for?
Apparently, Joey's getting married.
Business.
Oh, yeah.
Business casual.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Keeping it business cash.
So Spencer's like, yeah, hey, I'm going to be in town Saturday. He's going to stay the night here. Nice. So we should try to film something.
Like,
I have a question. I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Ryan, please. The floor is yours, apparently.
From one Spencer, also known as @Twitchin. @Potato Orgy. Who has the second best beard? And why doesn't @Terry grow one? # Team Mongoose Podcast.
Oh, look at Terry.
He's trying.
I right. Want your answer, sir. He said who had the second best beard. You can't vote for yourself.
Yes, I can.
Mine used to be. Mine's not even...
It's beard. Not a beard.
Do that face again, but get up on my camera and wait.
I had to sacrifice my
face.
Beard.
Smash your face on the camera. We'll vote it out right now.
You know what I mean? It's a sacrifice. The council understands.
Smash it.
It's too fun. It's
the
Oh, shit.
I made it work. Make it work.
You know.
Oh, man.
It's close. It's too close.
It's too gross. Move it. It's too gross.
It's too gross. It come with wonton.
It's too gross.
Stop it.
Who are you talking to?
Both of you.
Why? Hey, we're not being offensive.
Why? What?
May not be offensive to you, sure. But I'm sure there's a demographic out there that you did offend.
We don't make fun of everybody. We're just being discriminatory. We got Jose and Whitey who hate their certain group of people that they hate. We just got to make sure we make fun of everybody so it's not like they're racist.
Only they go on another
level. To answer the question, neither of them really have beards. And I just can't.
I would think the answer would be Bagetta has the second best beard.
Yeah, Bagetta.
Bagetta doesn't have a beard, though.
Yes, he does.
Not anymore?
He's got burns.
Shut up. I thought he had a beard last time I saw him.
No.
It goes like this,
then
bro.
Nobody has a beard but Spencer.
He goes, I think it's down the chin type of thing.
Little, I think it's a strap. I think he's got a whole strap. Beard strap.
Holding his goatee up. The strap from his
beard,
poop.
Bro. That's a beard. I can't grow hair. Like, I can't connect my mustache to my goatee.
I can't right here?
Yeah, it's soft as a baby's bottom.
I can't do it either.
Never even had a zit there. Like,
is that a problem? Do you want us to, like, see a doctor or something about it?
No, I don't have...
We'll go for you.
Those parts of his face feel left out.
A friend of mine has never had a pimple here. What should he do?
And here.
Is that a question?
Here.
Yes.
Somebody asked that question?
Should do nothing.
I have beautiful skin.
It's okay, skin Ryan. I can't grow anything but, like, the goatee here.
Yeah, and that looked pretty pathetic.
Say it was that thick. I said that's the only thing I can grow. I've been growing my sideburns out for, like, 2 weeks. There's, like, nothing.
You have side...
Your sideburns, you just let go because it's the top
that's
of your head.
I've let go for 2 weeks and there's like nothing.
Alex knows. Alex, do you sometimes just want to scream because your hair is so in your face?
I can outgrow what Terry has in like a week.
I can outgrow what Terry has in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I already have.
Oh. As have I, good sirs. You get like nudie pictures taken of you, like it's like.
What?
You guys both just have like a flash go on your screens, like that.
Oh, that's nothing.
What?
It's some. You guys are opening up web pages or closing web pages, and so it makes your screen brighter for a second.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Science.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
So what if I want to get my picture taken? What are you going to do about it? Don't worry, I'll send you the pictures afterwards.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Just send us pictures, man.
Yeah, send it later.
Yeah.
Now's not the time.
Now is always the time.
It is not the time.
I'm just going to ask this because I'm not even sure if Semolingus even listens to the podcast. But he asked if you could remove anyone's butt and surgically attach it to your grandma, whose butt would you give her?
My what?
If you could remove anyone's butt,
I
and
thought the question was very clear.
Attach it to your grandma, whose butt would you give her?
I've never met either grandma, so I'm just going to check out.
Well, don't you want her to be happy? So
so maybe stop being such a bitch.
Just because you have
let
a
grandma
married,
be happy.
Doesn't mean
I mean they're
get
dead.
Get a nice butt.
I don't know what they
that she needs. She needs it now more than ever, Ryan.
Pretend she's not.
Go to your happy place, the place where you pretend.
Where did he go? Did he actually leave to his
no,
happy
he's
place?
Right there. This that's is his shoulder.
This is.
It kind of looked like part of the couch.
Yeah, it did.
This is what I grew in like 2 weeks, right here.
We're done with that.
No, I don't care.
We're talking about grandma's ass.
Is that
I don't
you?
Know. I don't care.
Yeah. That's in 2 weeks' growth.
That's a good one.
No.
Kind of look like that. Kind of look like I'm not even. No, we'll talk
like
about it
Jesus
later.
Jesus Christ.
I was gonna say a terrorist, but okay.
Yeah. I was just gonna go with the easy.
Why can't they be the same thing?
What?
A terrorist name, Jesus?
What did you just say to me, boy?
Maybe you forgot what country you're in right now, right? This is God's country. This is America.
Son of about to go down.
Oh, he took the ring off.
Right. He's about, he took his ring off. He's about to take his shirt off and beat your ass.
Oh. And there it goes.
And I lucky. See all one, two, three.
You're lucky I don't go to Florida because there's mosquitoes the size of quarters, sinkholes, old people, hurricanes,
old people, mountains,
alligators.
You gotta look out for rogue mountains out in Florida.
Cougars, alligators.
Cougars like, you know,
probably
like
crocodiles and alligators.
Dinosaurs, malaria.
Malaria is a big problem here.
Worlds down there, you gotta watch out for that. Will Smith sang a song about Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look out for that song. If it's playing someplace, song. you gotta get out of there.
Out.
It's humid.
That.
What did I miss, Alex?
Yeah, Alex.
What?
Tell me how much
you missed.
How terrible it is.
No, you nailed it on the spot there.
you nailed Florida pretty good.
Dude, I would
totally
kill for
Florida, a new one.
I would kill for a percentage of your humidity.
You can share have it. All right.
Why won't you share it?
You guys get like 120% humidity. We get like negative 15. Like, I'm losing.
Like a drop something.
Raisin out there.
That's gonna be it.
Me and look at me. I see you looking behind you.
What?
What?
Tyler keeps looking behind him.
You guys, you want to say?
Why are you both so nervous?
Are you in trouble?
Is there a fourth door behind you, Tyler? Is it strange?
Blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Gotta look out the corner of your eye.
I don't want to look out of the corner of my eye.
You'll find me. So don't look out the corner. Just turn your whole head like an owl.
Turn your head, dummy.
What are you doing with your finger, Ryan?
Terry's so pretty.
Are you petting Terry on your TV?
I am. I'm going like this. I'm going to space.
Yes, good.
Mm. Yeah, I'll space you. I'm going to touch your hair. I bet it's all greasy. What you got in there?
Okay. It's not.
Aw, I bet it's smooth then.
Oh, it's not smooth. How? With a V.
Smooth.
Smooth. No. Well, shit.
So on the last podcast, it was just me and Ryan that played Battlefield, the new endgame thingy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time, well, yeah.
At the time. So now Tyler and Terry got to play it since then.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, what are you doing after this podcast before we start talking about
I need to go to bed after this. I got work in the morning.
All right, go ahead. Tell us what you think, Terry.
Darn it.
Yes, what do you think, Terry?
I am having a lot of fun with it. I have yet to do, what's it called, Air Superiority yet. Do I know exactly how that's going to work? It's going to be...
the whole time.
Yeah, basically.
But I can deal with that. Just go ECM instead of, what's it called, Extinguisher. Which will suck, but everyone's going to be using Heat Seekers. No one knows how to shoot the gun like a man.
I'm learning.
There's a gun?
And learning.
Hey, I'm learning.
Tell him, Alex. Tell him how many times I've saved your life now.
He saved me once.
Twice.
Twice, sorry.
There's that time he shot me.
I must have been busy to notice the first time.
I was too busy.
That was the second time, you asshole. I remember all the times you saved my life.
Only in the skies, of course. I mean, let's face it, you're a little outnumbered on the ground when it comes to saving lives.
Damn.
Terry knows I'm an angel.
Ryan's my angel.
I need to cut. We need to play, Terry. What are you doing after this podcast?
I am doing nothing.
Like playing Battlefield?
I am playing Battlefield.
How about you, Tyler?
I'll be there.
Dwight?
What? Nope. Why Stop. Is Ryan smiling like that?
Terry?
Why is Ryan smiling like that? Stop it.
Dwight, you want to go play Battlefield after the podcast?
He's hiding. What?
He's hiding. You can't see him. He can't see you.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Battlefield after the podcast. Sure.
Yeah. We got ourselves a squid.
Yay. One of them squidrins.
Speaking of that last round, Alex, I didn't get the audio on it. I don't know what happened.
What last round?
The one when we played with Disruptive.
Terry's audio doesn't mess
up. Did you
get
the one where we were playing Capture the Flag, and you and him were fighting over who
gets it? I didn't get any audio.
Aww, that was funny as hell. They're fighting over who gets to drive the car.
We were fighting over who gets to drive the car. He hopped into the passenger seat and was like, go, go, go. And I was like, you can drive. You can have the flag and drive. It's not a problem.
Go, 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 go,
the bag.
There's a chopper trying to shoot you, and you're just bullied a for drive. Over. He's yelling at you to go. Everybody's just doing their own thing.
And we won. I don't know what the big deal was.
Dude, Alex, how
shit.
There was
flag is like a solid block of screaming.
The other day, I was playing with Ryan and George, and I got into the enemy base, and I'm hiding in a corner behind boxes. And Ryan spawns on me. He spawns on me. He gets up and goes, I'm going out! I see him go around the corner, and he leaves. Then I just hear...
I walked up to this guy, and I could have knifed him, but instead I was just like, ah, fuck it. Bam! Shot him in the back. But he was, like, squatting, and so it, like, took him a minute, and he had to, like, stand back up as he screamed and then, like, flailed onto the ground. He's like, ah!
Because you never want to die unless you're standing up.
We tore it apart that game. Remember when I was, like, sitting up on that hill just spawning you guys with that sniper just, like, bam! And shooting people in the head just over and over. Oh, my God. That one random that was just incredible.
Endgame's pretty insane. I like it.
I love the good departure to Battlefield 3.
It's one of my. It's the only thing I can drive well in that game.
I don't like how immediately they're already like Battlefield 4 stuff is already out.
That was not immediate.
Right now. Like it's just now coming out. Like right now. Like, all the info, like, all the shit, they're hyping it up right now. Like, Endgame just came out, and, like, they're already like, all right, well, we're done with that game.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, but they just released DLC.
Yeah, they just released DLC is what I'm saying. Like, they just hyped it back up because of DLC.
It's called Endgame. Game's over.
Who gives a shit what it's called? I'm just saying, like, they're just hyped the game up. They just released new DLC.
Give us a minute
hyped
to
it up. And then, like, just as you're getting to enjoy that, they're like, all right, Battlefield 4, here's all the info on this. Now, look how shitty Battlefield 3 looks now.
Exactly. Thank you, Dwight.
That's all I'm saying. I understand it's been out for 2 years. I get it. Yeah, it's time for another game.
Yeah,
it's
but just, a year of timing is all. $50.
It's just weird timing is all.
Yeah, and I don't think it'll release it in 2014 anyway. Like, they
probably,
had time.
Probably, yeah. That's all I'm saying, though. It's weird timing. I understand. Perfect time for another game. It'll be 3 years when Battlefield 4 comes out. That Battlefield 3 has been in the wild and everything like that. We're going to have plenty of time to enjoy Endgame. It's just...
It was the same way with Bad Company and Battlefield 3.
It didn't feel
pretty much.
They put out, like, two of the last maps, and then bam, Battlefield 3.
Oh, shit, man. PAX is going on in Boston right now.
Yeah, PAX East.
Oh, where am I? Oh, man. I got to read all
I missed it?
No, it's still tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
You're telling me I missed it?
I was going to be upset because now we all, vigilant. I'm really broke right now. I owe the IRS a bit of money because of some bullshit. But I want to still try to go to PAX.
Yeah, we all do.
Tickets should be released soon after East.
Yeah, you say that, but
makes sense
until like summer at least.
Yeah,
we got time. There's time.
There's always time.
Jake, can you guys hear my computer?
No.
No.
Should we be able to?
Yeah, it's going.
Right, it's get out.
We get it.
It needs more gas.
Give it more gas. You're about to hear something special right now.
Oh, don't.
Ryan, sit back down, Ryan. Ryan, don't get up. Please. You're exerting too much effort into what you're doing.
Don't tell him how to do his job.
You just gotta tap that ass, you know. Just gotta go tap that ass, fan. It's always rattling and shit.
You have an ass fan?
Yeah, it's always rattling.
That way you don't it's always rattling. Ass fan's always getting it in.
It's been on 2 days, so she's having a hard time.
Yeah, my computer sprung a leak.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. Just taking on water.
That was a very awful morning. It was the night after St. Patty's, so I kind of like woke up randomly at 7 a.m., like hungover still. And I heard this like whirring sound. I was like, and I'm like, what is that? And I was like, just fell back asleep. I woke up about 30 minutes later, and I keep hearing, I'm like, what the fuck is that? So irritated. And then, like, I sat up and I immediately, like, got my orientation. I was like, oh, shit, that's coming from where my computer's at. And, like, I just kind of dove over there and grabbed the flashlight and looked at it. And my reservoir was, like, basically empty. And the whole bottom of my computer was basically submerged. And I was like, oh, shit. And I fucking turned it off. And it was awful. It sounded like a little vacuum cleaner sprinkling water everywhere.
That's awful. I heard the whole thing.
And
so I was next door. I heard the whole thing.
Unfortunately, my PC was down for a few days. It's back up now, and I got all the information off of my drive. I had to format. I forgot how freaking fast my SSD can be when it's new. I didn't think that
when it's not wet.
No, nothing got ruined. Nothing, except for a fan. A fan got fucked up, but that was it.
Only a fan. Who cares about fans, right?
Yeah, I replaced
just one random fan.
They're just like cannon
fodder. I replaced them. I got two new ones.
I don't know why, but I keep thinking of Oblivion when you had that little fan that followed you.
Oh, the little blonde guy. Bye, fucking annoying ass one. So, yeah, no, I was able to save the stuff on the hard drive, so I'm happy about that. So yeah, I got all the SMP server stuff. A lot of people are asking me about that. Not only you, well, Ryan at least, not so much the other guys, because Ryan's the only one that ever like keeps on top of that. He's like, "Hey, SMP, huh? But I got
a resounding no.
Yeah, but yeah, all the I don't know if I told you guys, but we figured out the issue with the map last time.
Yay!
Apparently, when you download it
was on.
No, apparently, when you download the map, one of Vex's maps, it comes loaded with hardcore, like in the files, and you can't turn it off. So we had to basically get a program that can edit the file, the DAT file, a level DAT file, and
file.
Change it from hardcore to a normal map. So that sucked. Who has heat seekers on right now?
Me. He'd seek into your heart.
You wish.
Got a lock on.
I just upgraded my boner jammer, so good luck locking on.
Brace
for love.
Oh, I have to bring up something.
I got a hard lock on you.
I'm coming in hot. Baby, let me tell you, I'm on fire.
Hey.
What?
Episode 100.
What about episode 100?
It's four episodes away. We got to talk about it.
Live cast? To talk about. Yeah, we're going to do a live cast.
We're going to do like, we got to try to get everybody. We got to try to get everybody there.
Hell no. Hell no. When the podcast reaches like six plus people, it's just a shitstorm, the whole fucking podcast.
We should do separate podcasts.
Segregate podcasts. All right, this is B Crew.
The Day Crew.
I think we should do something special that day. I think we should build something and we should do something. We should play another game. We should release a bunch of videos. We should have them ready to go.
Yeah, someone was asking what happened to the team LPs. They like the Minecraft ones.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
Well, I'm just saying, it's like the Minecraft ones have been around for ages, and like new ones are coming out. Like, well, I guess, I don't know.
Are when they talking about the S&P series?
I guess. What was the last time? S&P? No.
In a while. It was the end of Vex,
like,
right?
2 weeks.
It has not been 2 weeks.
No?
Well, I'm not, well, I don't know how you've been uploading.
The 27th. So.
It's a month ago!
That's a month.
It's 3 weeks. It's not a month.
It may as well be a month.
Yeah, it may as well be.
Well, it may as well be a fucking year then.
We can film tomorrow.
If you're just fucking rounding places, let's just make it a year.
Okay.
All right, it's been a year since the last S&P.
I've never been this frustrated before.
His hands are on his head.
This frustrated
I know.
Every single
he
day.
Looks. He is beyond himself yes. right now.
Ryan, eat more cheese.
I'm out of cheese, you ass.
No, Ryan, cheese.
He's so angry there's no more cheese that he's thrashing about.
Oh, he's throwing
do
care.
That he's done.
What do you mean there's no cheese?
And Ryan has left the building.
He'll be back. They always.
But no, it wouldn't have been this long. We would have had something out probably about a week ago. Was that the last time we tried? Was it a week? 2 weeks? Or somewhere around there?
Just a week.
But yeah, like when we went to the map, it was hardcore and we immediately died and got banned from our own server. So we had to, figure that out. I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. And then by the time we did figure it out, everybody went to bed. So
it was all Terry. He died first.
So that's whenever, I don't know.
He died really quick. Really fucking yeah. quicker than Alex.
I killed him.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that you wouldn't be first.
He smacked
I
me, so
tapped
I hit
him with my fist, so he hit me with a shovel.
Was it a shovel? I thought it was an axe.
Ryan's dead.
I thought it was an axe. The one that he found
or
in the
Or an axe, whatever.
Yeah.
Hit me with a tool.
Hit you so high, you dropped all your shit.
Sorry, Dwight, what were you going to say?
And if I hadn't died, we wouldn't have known about the hardcore things, so you're welcome.
No, you're welcome.
Well, no, I think we went in with the hardcore hearts, right? One of us noticed it?
No, it didn't show up at all.
Interesting.
We just found out after he died.
Yeah, it's dumb, but it's fixed now, and it's ready to roll. Like, it's all set up again. We should, yeah, we didn't lose anything, I don't think. So
we didn't lose anything.
What?
Oh, you mean we didn't lose any builds?
Gotcha. Yeah, like because we dug into like a tiny little hole. Could you not eat that way? It's just you look
could
very
you
aggressive.
Not eat that so seductively.
I have to make it last. It looks big, but it's just a Weight Watchers one. It's so small.
Hold on, let me just.
Massacre.
Put it in your mouth.
Ryan, if you're going to make this weird, we're going to make it real weird.
His mouth.
Let it drip down
your
chin.
Making animal noises over here.
Oh, no. It's dripping down your chin. You've got to take your shirt off before it gets all over the place. He's taking his shirt
off. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, do it. Do it with the popsicle.
Tyler's beyond embarrassed.
Now wipe it across your forehead and go.
You know, Ryan, you know what? I think Tyler's looking over his shoulder because he's nervous. Someone's going to walk in.
He's what?
He's nervous someone's going to walk in and see him.
Why would somebody be, oh, see me?
Yeah, see you. All the things you've been doing.
I think he's actually afraid that I'm behind him looking at him. He's terrified that I'm going to sneak up and slit his throat.
It's like Meception.
Could happen. I believe it.
Damn, you shut that all up in your mouth.
He's not! It's really true!
I can't even understand what he's saying.
Pants are coming off.
Did you just say his pants are coming off?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Hold down one damn minute here.
I didn't agree to this.
It's in your contract. Shut up.
Should have read the fine print.
The fine print.
Let me turn on DX story here.
Oh, you lick that. Mm-mm.
I didn't even look at it. I bit it. Get your facts straight.
Story's full of holes.
Look at... Yeah, boy.
Why are you guys making this so weird?
Why is he eating a popsicle on the podcast?
And on that very stupid point, we need to end this podcast.
If we were not doing this, no one would ever have known. Oh, I warned you before. All of my paraphernalia.
The only way that would be acceptable is if we all had an ice cream bar.
Are we getting ice cream?
Look, what your wives or mothers do is your business. My wife happens to stock the fridge and freezer with goodies for me to eat, such as cheese and popsicles.
With delicious cheese. And
popsicles. Which provides us with entertainment.
Delicious cheeses and delectable popsicles. Watch me as I lick it.
Bitches, you don't know me like that.
Okay, we need to end the podcast before we all start eating popsicles on the podcast. Also,
my mouth is freezing.
I bet it is.
I'll give you a warm popsicle. Oh. I'll put it in the all microwave.
Right, let's do it then. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next week for episode 97. Ryan's already leaving, so I guess
he's done. Oh, there's the spooning us.
Pull your pants up.
I told you the pants are
Penelope's
coming
off. Like, gets off the couch.
She's like, ugh, I don't want to see this. It smells like cheese.
It smells like cheese and popsicles.